Good afternoon, everyone. Andy Schwab here from the Northern Ag Network with today's market news summary. Well, Cattle Complex was able to come back from the weekend with a little bit of vengeance after losing $9 to $14 on some of the feeder cattle and live cattle contracts last week. But unfortunately, you can't gain all of that back in one day. However, big triple-digit gains were noted throughout much of the feeder cattle contracts. For the May feeders, they added $3.80 by the closing bell, finishing their day right at the $2.38 mark, while the August feeders up $4.27 on the day, finishing their bid at $2.49.77. Live cattle futures not quite as big as those gains, but hey, triple-digit gains in the green were great to see as a June contract up $2.35 at $173.82. August live cattle futures up $2.37 at $171.12. Of course, the negative numbers put pressure on the cash cattle markets last week, as officially we saw the live deals 1 to 2 lower from the previous week, as their bids last week coming in 182 to 185. Dressed cattle 3 to 4 lower last week, anywhere from 290 to 295. When you turn to the local auctions to talk about some of the prices there, we certainly saw Sydney Livestock last week having the coal cows doing really well, like many of the other sale barns. Sydney Livestock last week, 125 to 145 on the coal cows, while Torrington Livestock on Friday also finding their coal cows mostly 133 up to 146.
Does your lender work for profit, or does your lender work for you? For all the customers of Farm Credit Services of America, the answer is easy. That's because we are a lender driven by a mission rather than one that's driven for profit. A cooperative owned by the customers we serve and governed by a board of farmers and ranchers. We work for you and no one else. Discover the difference at Farm Credit Services of America. Agriculture works here.
Join the University of Wyoming for the Ranching in the West Seminar Series, April 22nd in Laramie at the UW Gateway Center. The series offers hands-on education, peer-to-peer learning, and industry networking for college students and ranchers from across the state. The final session in the series on April 22nd is focused on navigating western waters, addressing water challenges in the western region. If you can't make it in person, the session is available virtually. To register for the Ranching in the West series, search UW on Eventbrite.
As anticipated, the grain complex continued to soften up after a decent small rally for the KC winter wheat last week, and unfortunately giving back nearly all of those gains, as technically speaking, the consistent lack of buying interest has been unusually high for the past 7 months, especially as prices are far below USDA's estimates of the production cost. Checking out some of the futures from today, we saw the May KC winter wheat notching nickel losses at 584, July KC winter wheat on the board down 6 1/4, right at 581. Minneapolis spring wheat seeing similar losses, with the May contract giving away nearly 6 cents, right at 637. July spring wheat also off 6 cents at 644. From the Northern Ag Network, I'm Andy Schwab.